Lord, may your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. May we hide it in our hearts, Lord, that we may not sin against you. Amen. Just some thoughts I had, kind of connecting some stuff yesterday and this morning. It's about kind of where we are, and it's really, really hard when you pastorally during this time for all pastors and elders or whatever, deacons that are making decisions about the church, right? It's just not very easy kind of in the waters we're in now, kind of maneuvering through that, because you really want to hear the Lord on what you're supposed to do, right? Because I just had this word yesterday, and I heard the Lord say, and I have to explain myself because I don't want to be misunderstood in what I say here. I just heard, gather, don't scatter, right? And pretty much what the Lord was talking about, just in the midst of this.
And I heard the Lord this say, morning, and I have to explain myself because I don't want to be misunderstood.
Like the Lord wanted me to go to Hebrews chapter 10.
I just heard.
Well, I kind of had my mind preset on what he
gather,
was going to say.
Don't, you know, scatter.
I thought, okay, we're just going to talk about the new and living way of, you know, that coming into your presence, how perfect we are in your sight, that we've been sanctified through the body of Christ, right? And we just have this total access to God by the blood of Jesus. Talks about entering, you know, coming to him in confidence as a son in his presence. So I thought, okay, we're going to be talking about that. But that's not what he said. He just reminded me of this scripture. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promises faithful. Let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together as the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Familiar verses. This one's also in the book of Hebrews. Take care, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God, but encourage each other day after day, as long as it is called today, so that none of you will be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have all become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm, or what we possess just hold until the end. But that's just think like a dual thing that you got in our hands right now, right? We got to walk in wisdom of God, right? Any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. So I want to be wise, right? We want to do what they're telling us to do. We want to do the social distancing, the mask, right? All these kind of things that they're asking us to do to protect each other. And there's this also thing that we know what the schemes of the and plans of the enemy are. The church is his enemy, right? We are his enemy. He'll do anything in his power to shut us down. Because if he shuts the church down, the one that the gates of hell will not prevail against, then he'll come and plunder, right? So we know that's our enemy, not each other. That's the enemy. So we're trying to, so I think this word is a word of encouragement, because we know that we are, you know, two things the scripture calls us as the church, calls us, you know, that, the ecclesia, with the body of Christ, we're his body, and we are the bride of Christ. And as his body, you know, there's this corporate, I talk about this a lot, we have our individual growth we have in Christ that we grow, right? And then we have this kind of this corporate thing. 1 Peter chapter 1 talks about that. We're living stones, chapter 2, that we're as living stones, we're being built up together into a house of praise before God. Okay? So there's just that importance of the fellowship of the brethren, to be in the presence, to be with each other, right? Because one thing it says in here, it kind of warns us to be careful, because it's easy to get like your spiritual senses can become very dull, right? Mine can easily. So just the need of the body of Christ, right? It's a real, you know, when I was really a young man, I really thought that the body of Christ needed me, right? Because I just, you know, I had all the answers. Now, as you get older in the Lord, you see your need for the body of Christ. That we need each other. We need to encourage each other. Now, again, not to make anybody feel guilty or condemned or trying to say that you need to do something. But again, I want to give you that word of guarding your heart, because if the people who are where God's called you and they're trying to make decisions, if you don't agree with that decision, don't get offended, okay? If you get offended like that, you're taking the bait. I'm telling you. You're biting after what he wants, okay? Again, not saying, because you have to, each person has to pray for his family, figure out how to maneuver this time. People who are, you know, some underlying issues, you know, there's some wisdom in not getting, you know, we understand. We take all that into accountability, right? I've been thinking a lot about, and I use this quite often, something, I can't remember which Star Trek it was in, but Leonard Nimoy was Spock, and he had to give his life, go into this room of radiation to do something so everybody on the ship wouldn't be destroyed, and he ends up in this episode, Spock dies because of all the radiation poisoning, and he and Captain Kirk are talking between this glass thing, and Spock says something, said, you know, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one, right? I think about that a lot, about the body of Christ, you know, the need, the body of Christ. We as the body of Christ need to not scatter. We need to be together. We need to, even if I'm called, how that works out, you know, the Lord, there's this grace I know that God's poured on it. Even if we have to, I don't feel comfortable being around people right now, okay, but as it says, consider how to stimulate one and find out, make sure that you're still connected somehow. You know, even people watching on a live stream, that's all they can do. That's, to me, that's a connection. You know, you are, you're just connected with, you got connecting with brothers and sisters praying for you and, speaking into your life and giving you word. So nothing that we don't already know, but I guess I'm maybe saying all this to say, pray for us, pray for your pastors, pray for those who are, seeking the Lord. Everything we do, we try to, we do, this may be a new word to you, but we do what's called government by consensus. And government by consensus is not a majority vote, right? So if you got 10 guys in a room and 6 vote this way and, you know, 4 vote that way, that's not consensus. What consensus government is trying to hear the voice of God, right? A consensus on, God, what are you saying? And sometimes I've seen it where there could be 5 or 6 people in a room going around kind of seeing what you think the Lord is hearing, and then one person say, man, I think God is saying this. It may be totally opposite from what the guy's next to him, and all of a sudden you're like, that's the word of the Lord, you know. So that's what we try to do, is hear God on everything we're having to do here at Christ the King, connected with the body. Because it's such a, we know that there's this dual-edged thing, that we're not to totally forsake our assembling and how to walk it out, you know, when we're going to trip and stumble. So guard, and wherever you go, just guard your heart. Make sure that you're not taking that particular bait. And you know, we're going to get this figured out, because I know that during this time, the Lord is just rousing this sleeping giant, this army of the church, and we're going to be victorious. I know that. So, and again, we just, as we offer up Eucharist today, we're just going to ask the Lord to put to death this coronavirus, right? Send it back where it came from, and let it push us to be, don't let it scatter us. Don't be scattered emotionally and spiritually. I think that's the word. Make sure you're in the body, right? They need you. We need you. Amen.